Good evening and welcome to Jazz Unlimited. My name is Dennis Owsley, and tonight we're going to have our monthly Keys and Strings Hour and new music features. And we're doing these a week early because the normal time would be Christmas. So our Keys and Strings Hour will feature compositions by saxophonist composer Ornette Coleman. And he's really one of the best writers of short melodies in jazz. And then we'll have new music from Kent Miller, a bassist who grew up here and was here for quite a while. The Airmen of Note, Joshua Redman and Brad Meldow, David Liebman. Some Canadians, Matt Wilson, Steve Slagle, and David Friesen. And that's all going to be coming your way right here on Jazz Unlimited, following NPR News. I'm Dennis Owsley. Welcome to the first hour of Jazz Unlimited. This is the Keys and Strings Hour, the quieter side of jazz. No horns are heard, and we're going to start with Ornette Coleman's composition, The Blessing, played by the Belgian guitarist Jean-Francois Prinz, with Fred Hirsch on piano, Hein van de Gein on bass, and Bruno Castellucci on drums. And this is a 1993 recording. Thank you. That was Ornette Coleman's composition, The Blessing, right here on Jazz Unlimited's Keys and Strings Hour, played by the Belgian guitarist Jean-Francois Prinz, with Fred Hirsch on piano, Hein van de Gein on bass, and Bruno Castellucci on drums. And it was recorded in 1993. That's quite an international group of people. We've got the Modern Jazz Quartet, Pat Metheny, Charlie Hayden and Hampton Hawes, Bobo Stinson, and Paul Blay coming up in this hour. So please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. And now we're going to hear one from the pen of Ornette Coleman called Feet Music. And it was recorded in 1997 by pianist Frank Kimbrough with bassist Ben Allison and drummer Jeff Ballard. Again, Ornette Coleman's Feet Music from the music of Ornette Coleman on the Keys and Strings Hour on Jazz Unlimited. Thank you. That was Ornette Coleman's composition, Feet Music, heard right here on Jazz Unlimited's Keys and Strings Hour. I'm Dennis Owsley. And it was a trio with Frank Kimbrough on piano, Ben Allison bass, and Jeff Ballard on drums. And it was recorded in 1997. We've got Charlie Hayden and Hampton Hawes in a duo coming up. We're going to hear the Swedish pianist Bobo Stinson and also Paul Bley in this hour and our own Kent Miller in the second hour. So please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. Now we have a station break and a set of two. The Ornette Coleman tune Lonely Woman caught a lot of people's eyes early on. And this is the modern jazz quartet of Milt Jackson vibes, John Lewis piano, Percy Heath bass, Connie Kay on drums in 1962. And then one called Tears Inside, an early blues, played by Pat Metheny on guitar, Charlie Hayden bass, and Billy Higgins on drums in 1983. Set of two Ornette Coleman compositions on the Keys and Strings Hour on Jazz Unlimited. The first one was Lonely Woman, played by the Modern Jazz Quartet of Milt Jackson on vibes, John Lewis piano, Percy Heath bass, and Connie Kay on drums, recorded in 1962, and then Tears Inside, recorded in 1983 with Pat Metheny on guitar, Charlie Hayden bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. We have Paul Blay and our own Kent Miller coming up in the second hour, along with the Airmen of Note and Joshua Redman and Brad Meldow in a duo. And now we have another set of two Ornette Coleman tunes. The first one is a duet between Charlie Hayden on bass and Hampton Hawes on piano. The tune is Turnaround, and that recording was made in 1973. And then we will hear Race Face, played by a trio led by the Swedish pianist Bobo Stenson, Anders Jorman on bass, and Paul Motion on drums. This is a 2003 recording. Thank you. I'm Dennis Owsley, and you're listening to the Keys and Strings Hour for the month of December on Jazz Unlimited. We heard Ornette Coleman's composition Turnaround, a blues, recorded in 1973 by Hampton Hawes on piano and Charlie Hayden on bass. And then another one, Race Face, from the Bobo Stinson Trio. Bobo Stinson on piano, Anders Jorman on bass, and Paul Motion on drums, and this is a 2003 recording. We have our own Kent Miller and the Airmen of Note, Joshua Redman and Brad Meldow, David Liebman, and a French vocal piano duo that's very interesting coming up in the second hour, so please stay tuned. And now we have a station break, and we're going to take the hour out with the Coleman composition, When Will the Blues Leave? Paul Blais on piano, John Abercrombie on guitar, Red Mitchell bass, and Barry Altschul on drums in 1988, recorded live at the Sweet Basil Club in New York.
Thank you.
I'm Dennis Owsley, and Ornette Coleman's composition, When Will the Blues Leave?, closes the Keys and Strings Hour for the month of December on Jazz Unlimited. We heard Paul Blais on piano, John Abercrombie on guitar, Red Mitchell bass, and Barry Altschul on drums, playing that tune in 1988 by the Sweet Basil. Please stay tuned for the second hour following the station break. And we're going to hear the Kent Miller Quartet.